You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Kings. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey Kings fans, happy Friday and happy game day. You're listening to Locked On Los Angeles Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, bringing you all sorts of news and fun facts and weird things and hopeful excitement all about the Los Angeles Kings, your favorite hockey team and mine. My name is Sarah Avampato. I am the host of this show, and as always, I am glad to be here with you talking about the Kings. On today's show, we are going to be looking at the next matchup against the Carolina Hurricanes, and we have Jarrett Ellis, host of Locked On Hurricanes, here to do that. That game is coming up on Saturday night after a pretty dismal loss to the Washington Capitals. The Capitals had played in Anaheim just the night before and lost that one, and so you're kind of hoping, well, you know, that team comes in, they look kind of meh because they're tired because they played last night, and instead the Capitals win 2-0 in a game that was just really frustrating the whole way through. Both of the goals scored in the third period by Garnet Hathaway within the last 5 minutes of the period. So, you know, we're all getting ready to go to a 0-0 overtime. Like, it's tense, it's exciting, you're definitely like, ooh, next goal wins, and instead, oops, Caps score at the end of the game. Shots and everything was fairly even, 38 for the Caps, 34 for the Kings. Neither team capitalized on the power play. I feel like the Kings' power play could be the subject of a whole separate show, but right now, it's bad. And overall, just one of those games where just nothing really went in. Both goalies were fantastic. Samsonov for the Capitals and Quick for the Kings. Both guys just, you know, John the Quick ended with a .973 save percentage, stopped 36, 37 shots, and the team still couldn't get him a win, couldn't get him a goal. And so we just kind of have to hope that they turn things around. One roster move that we might see pay off in the game on Saturday, Sean Durzi was called up from the Ontario Reign. He, if you remember, is someone who we had kind of speculated that he should have been an earlier call-up whenever Doughty and Walker both got injured. Durzi has been doing really, really well in Ontario, and I think is someone who has paid his dues and should get a chance to play. No idea yet if he is going to, but he has looked great with the Reign. He is second in all defensemen in scoring in the AHL. He has 13 points through 12 games, five goals, which is tied for the league lead amongst defensemen. So I'm really crossing my fingers that he gets to play. I'm really liking what I'm seeing from him, and I hope that he gets to make his NHL debut. We also have a Drew Doughty sighting. He is practicing with the team. He's still wearing the no-contact red jersey, so he's not really close to being back yet, but he is skating at least, and he's Drew Doughty, so he's going to try to, you know, get things going before he really probably should be, but we'll see what happens with him. But tomorrow night is the next test, which is against the Carolina Hurricanes, who are, well, pretty darn good. They won on Thursday night against the Ducks. They won 2-1. Freddie Anderson had his revenge game a little bit, given that he was previously a Duck, kind of stopped the Ducks in what was otherwise a pretty significant winning streak for them, and they are going to be a really tough test for us. So today we are talking right now with Jarrett Ellis, host of Locked On Hurricanes, to know what exactly to expect in Saturday night's game. So after a weirdly disappointing game against the Washington Capitals, the Kings are looking to figure out what they're doing, and the competition is not going to be easy. But we're going to talk right now about our teams. Of course, Jarrett Ellis, host of Locked On Hurricanes, friend of the show, is going to give us all the thoughts on his team. So I'll start with the big picture, which is, you know, I think we have both talked about the offseason moves the Hurricanes made, which were kind of perplexing. And a lot of people didn't think the Hurricanes were going to do very well this season because of that. And instead, they look fantastic. So what is going on there?
I think there's, I'm trying to think how to put this into words. I really think it's just guys have bought into the system. And it's really just everyone knows their job and their role, and they're doing it really well. I think that's the easiest way to put it. It's very much, I always go back to this, but very much like the New England Patriots of everyone knows their role and they do their job.
Yeah. So this is a team that started their season.
They're very well coached as well.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Rod Brind'Amour, I feel like can be his whole own show here. This team had a 9-game winning streak to start the season. They were only stopped by the Florida Panthers, who had their own like 9-game winning streak, 10-game point streak thing happening. And it's been honestly impressive, because I think the team is getting contributions from a lot of people who maybe people didn't really expect to step up. The goaltending, I know, was a big question mark going into the season. And what exactly is happening with that?
That's something there where I have been pleasantly surprised. I will say I'm definitely still not 100% bought in like some folks, but I will say Freddie and Antti Raanta, they have been fantastic for us. I'm still obviously have my reservations of hoping, you know, we don't see a repeat of like the last two seasons in Toronto from Freddie, mm-hmm. and then Antti Raanta getting hurt really bad again. He was just came back from a concussion, but yeah, I'm still definitely not getting my hopes up when it comes to that stuff, but it's definitely been a pleasure to watch. And like, just going back to Freddie, since he's carrying the majority of the workload for us, it's very much looking like they were banking on his career as a whole, not just those last couple seasons that were pretty rough for him. They're looking at everything and how good he has been on his career, and they're expecting him to bounce back. And so far he has. So it's been a pleasant surprise. It still doesn't take away the sting of Alex Nedeljkovic leaving or getting traded, but you know, that is what it is.
Yeah, and I think Kings fans obviously are familiar with, you know, old school Freddie Anderson from his mm-hmm. days with the Ducks, but
when
you know,
I think, didn't want to play for us.
Right. Well, you know, yeah, that's right. Because he's gone full circle. Us. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what, Freddie Anderson?
Yeah, I know. But yeah, now we're getting Vezina level goaltending mm-hmm. from him, which is great.
There is more with Jared right after this. Before we get to that, though, let's talk snacks, because this is the time of the year where snacks are basically the thing that keeps you going. We've got Thanksgiving, we've got Christmas, we've got New Year's, we've got Hanukkah, we have all sorts of holidays, no matter what tradition you follow, and they all basically involve food. And Built Bars can be there for you if you aren't quite there yet for dinner, if you're waiting for grandma to finish the turkey, and you're just really, really dying for a snack. Built Bar can help save the day. They are low in calories, low carbs, low fat, high protein, and covered in 100% chocolate, so you know that they're going to be super tasty. If you're hungry, grab a Built Bar or two. You can share them with your friends, share them with your family, make sure that your dad doesn't get hangry before the holiday dinner or two. And maybe give them out for Christmas presents. Give them little stocking stuffers. There are new surprises all month long on Built.com, including limited time flavors arriving regularly. So make sure you check out the site often. Plus, Built Bar Black Friday is coming up. There's going to be a huge event with all sorts of surprises. So go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. That is LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. Aside from the Freddie Anderson is both healthy and performing well, what's been the biggest surprise for you so far this season with the Hurricanes?
Oh man, that's a tough one. because definitely goaltending has been a nice surprise. Seeing Seth Jarvis play and do mm-hmm. well was a nice surprise. Obviously, he is our child. Of you covering the Chicago Wolves and me mm-hmm. covering the Hurricanes. That's been a surprise, being able to see him make the roster and play well. So that's been really nice. But It's honestly really just been the team as a whole. I know that's kind of cheating a little bit, but just how they've performed as a team. They haven't been one of those teams where they rely on one or two guys to go out there and do all the work. You know, very much like a Edmonton or something like that, where, oh, you have Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, you give them the puck, they do the rest. It's not like that here. It's guys top to bottom, forwards, defensemen, everyone's pulling their weight and doing their job. And when guys have off nights, other guys step up and get the job done. So I would say just the team as a whole and how complete of a team game they are playing.
So I do have to ask about one of the, well, really the most controversial move that the Hurricanes made in the offseason, which people are still justifiably unhappy about, which is signing Tony DeAngelo. He is a guy who comes with a ton of baggage. He is not exactly known to be the type of person, let's say, you'd want your kids to look up to. But right now on the team, he is leading defenseman in scoring. He is a point per game player. And I know it's, especially with him and his issues, it's hard and almost really impossible to separate the off-ice stuff from the on-ice stuff, and also the slightly off-ice stuff, aka fighting with his teammates. But like, what is he, if you pretend his name is like Bob Smith and he's not Tony DeAngelo, like what is he bringing to this team?
I would say, just looking strictly on the ice stuff, it's almost like he's playing with, I guess you would say, a bit of a chip on his shoulder. I guess that's what you could say, because he is going out there and he's being a point per game player, and he's really trying to show the Hurricanes and the NHL as a whole that he can play and he's worth, I use that term loosely, but worth having on your team. So I guess he may be playing a bit of a chip on his shoulder and really trying to step up his game. I guess maybe in the contract negotiations, you know, it could have been, obviously there's the off ice stuff where I'm almost positive it's a one strike and you're out type deal. And it's very much like, you're going to have to play as well. We're taking on this load of you, and don't make us regret it. So, you know, he's having to go out there and bring his A game, and he is, but I mean, still doesn't make me like the move even more. I mean, it is what it is. I had a Hurricanes team reporter, Walt Ruff, on the show a while back, and, you know, he said, you know, and he's obviously well aware of the controversy around him, because I've made a point to ask him about this. And, you know, he's not one to shy away from the stuff. He knows it's there. And, you know, he's trying to, you know, present Tony as, you know, this is what he's doing on the ice, and that's all he's putting out there. If he has a good game, he has a good game. Okay, great. If he has a bad game, okay, clean it up. But, you know, he said, you know, because I asked him, you know, has Tony held true to his word of being better? And he said that, in the brief interactions he's had with him, he's been nice, but yeah, you know, he obviously isn't hanging out with him, you know, outside of PNC Arena, anything like that. So kind of don't really know if he's holding true to his word of being better and whatnot, but yeah, you know, I'll believe it when I see it when it comes to that. But yeah, he's been playing good, so that's something.
The Hurricanes also made another move over the offseason that raised a lot of eyebrows in the hockey world, which was the whole offer sheet bonanza thing with Montreal, and they ended up with Kotkaniemi on the team. How has that, I mean, aside from like all of the drama over like this is a spite move and all of that stuff, like how has that move been working out for the team?
It's definitely something where I think it's still a little too early to tell. And it wasn't like it was necessarily, I think maybe a little of it may have been spite, but they'd mm-hmm. obviously been looking at the guy since right. before he was drafted. So, I mean, they knew about him, and yeah, they had been looking at him before. So it's not like, oh, they got this guy, let's get him kind of deal. I do feel that it may not have been as thought out as we may have liked. But again, it's an offer sheet. You're going to have to pay or overpay, excuse me, regardless of the sport, whether it's hockey, basketball, whatever, you're going to have to overpay for an offer sheet. So there's that. But I also think, you know, it's still a little too early to tell because he's definitely still he's been playing good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's still trying to find his spot, I guess you'd say. In the last game against Vegas, he was the fourth line center. Rod has been, you know, trying to move him around and find a spot that really works for him. He'd been playing on the wing on the first and second lines, which he'd been fine there, but I guess, you know, Rod's wanting to try other things with him, see what he can do to really bring out the best in him.
So that it's a work in progress, which I feel like makes sense for a player who's still fairly young and like early in his career as well.
Yes. And then he had been stuck in Montreal where they hadn't been the best at developing young mm-hmm. talent. I think, you know, we can all agree on that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that helped him. I think that may have stunted his development a little bit. And the Hurricanes in the past, they've been excellent at developing young talent. You know, you look at the young stars on teams, Sebastian Aho, Andrei mm-hmm. Svechnikov, Jacob Slavin. He's obviously not young anymore, but you have him. He came up in the Hurricane system. Alex Nedeljkovic, Justin Falk, Brock McGinn, the list goes on. And they've really been able to develop some great talent in the NHL. So he's in a good spot to move forward in his career, that's for sure.
A couple more Hurricanes thoughts with Jared coming up right after this. Before that, though, betonline.ag is back, and they are better than ever. They've got a new web interface for the start of the basketball season. They've got more props, odds, and lines than ever before, and the whole website is just new and cool. They've redesigned everything, so you can go over to the website to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive that bonus. BetOnline is, of course, your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. So no matter what sport it is, even if it's hockey, boxing, fighting, casino games, whatever, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. So go to betonline.ag, promo code locked on, BetOnline, where the game starts.
So for Kings fans watching this game, who, you know, this is probably maybe the first time they're seeing the Hurricanes this season, what are some things that they should watch for? What are some areas of strength of the team? Like, where are we going to have trouble?
I think you're going to have trouble at goaltending mm-hmm. for sure, because Frederik Andersen, he has been an absolute brick wall for us. He's been one of the top goaltenders in the NHL. Obviously, that's if he's playing in the game against you guys. So we're obviously still a little ways out from that, so we don't know as of yet. But there's the goaltending for sure, and Antti Raanta, he's been good as well for us. I think you're going to have to watch all aspects of the ice because, like I said earlier, they play a really great team game. It's not one guy, one or two guys you got to shut down. You have to shut down everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hurricanes, they've been a bit more physical this year than they had been in years past. So they're going to be bringing that aspect of the game. And they also play extremely fast. And you can look at interviews with Toronto's head coach. Who was another one? I remember Toronto being the one off the top of my head saying how hard the Hurricanes are to play against because of how fast of a game they play. So you're going to have to be up and ready to go for your cardio in that game mm-hmm. if you're the LA Kings, that's for sure. But I would say one thing you could potentially want from your team in a way for them to succeed against the Hurricanes is to catch them off their game early. That's been an issue as of late. of just getting off to rough starts in periods. We saw it in our last game against Vegas. In the second period, Vegas just came out really hot, and within 5 minutes, they had the game tied at two. You look at the game against Philly at home. We played two really good periods in the first and second, and then the Hurricanes just failed to bring it in the third, and Philly came back, won it. Almost happened against St. Louis as well. So you guys just got to come out hot to start a period and knock the Hurricanes off their game. And with that, I really think, you know, the Kings could make some noise in that game. The Hurricanes are obviously a very skilled team, and that has carried them through some games. But again, you look at Florida, you look at Philly, like, it doesn't always happen though.
Well, I can't wait to see how this goes. I feel like the Hurricanes, like, taking aside, you know, being the person who covers the Kings, like, the Hurricanes are just a fun team to watch. And it's neat to see so much young talent kind of finally all clicking at the same time. And they've got a lot of really exciting players. So I think this could be a fun game, especially if the Kings are playing at sort of the top of their ability. You know, they had their own, what, like, 7-game win streak, mm-hmm. and at times have looked really, really good. And, you know, this could be a really fun, interesting game, or, you know, the Hurricanes could come in and be like, we scored 4 goals in the first period. So, like, I don't know how it's going to go. What do you need to know about the Kings going into this game?
Well, I would say, you know, for a lot of, you know, my listeners, I guess you'd say that we haven't seen the Kings in almost 2 years. Because we didn't play each other at all last year. It's been a while. So what is different between the Kings now versus the Kings then?
So one of the big differences, well, the first off, the biggest difference is that Drew Doughty is out for at least through December, January, probably because of a knee injury. So he is out. Which the team, you know, I kind of thought, like, oh crap, like, that's it. The rest, let's start looking at the draft. But the team has kind of come and filled in very nicely for Doughty. And it's been a little bit of defense by committee, but they're getting it done. And it doesn't look nearly as horrible as I thought it would without him. One of the biggest things that you'll notice, having not seen the Kings in a couple seasons, is that the old guard, the guys who won the Stanley Cups, you're really getting down to your last handful of them because of trades that have been made or guys who have been allowed to walk at the end of their contract. It's basically Anze Kopitar, Dustin Brown, Drew Doughty, who is out, and Jonathan Quick. All of the other guys who won cups with this team are gone. So it has been a total turnover almost of these players. And we're finally starting to see some of the kind of in-between aged guys stepping up and making more of an impact. Alex Iafallo is a guy who's always been kind of a favorite of mine. He was signed undrafted.
My girlfriend's favorite Kings player,
too. I mean, she has great taste.
She has his jersey in the closet.
I mean, A+. Like, I thumbs up on that one. He is, more people are paying attention to him because he's getting a little bit. Yeah, he's fun to watch. He's getting more of an opportunity. The offense is finally clicking for him. And people, I think, are realizing, especially seeing him away from Anze Kopitar, who he's been playing next to for years. They're kind of seeing, oh yeah, this kid actually does, you know, have skill. He is the kind of guy who goes into the corners and gets a puck out, whatever. And I feel like he's really taken a big step up in terms of both on ice and, you know, he's wearing a letter now in the absence of Drew Doughty. So he's clearly someone, you know, really well regarded in that room. And the other big thing is that for the first time in years, Rob Blake in the Kings front office decided to actually do stuff in free agency, because usually it's just minor deals, guys who are going to be your sixth or seventh defenseman. And this year, not only did they trade for Victor Arvidsson from Nashville, but they also acquired Phil Deneau in free agency after he didn't re-sign with Montreal. And Arvidsson's been in and out of the lineup because of COVID stuff. So he has missed a little bit of time, but he is already showing, you know, he loves to have the puck. He loves to shoot the puck. He's making an impact and helping drive play. And it's really just a matter of everything kind of all coming together in one piece. And Deneau has been amazing, especially in taking workload away from Anže Kopitar, because Deneau is such a great defensive center and also has been scoring. I feel like a lot of people were like, well, you don't sign Phil Deneau for goals, which is true, but he's also been contributing a lot on the score sheet, and he's been just really great to have. And it's, you know, Kopitar doesn't have to take every defensive zone draw. He doesn't have to be out there for every penalty kill, because now they have another guy who they can fully trust. So those are really kind of the biggest sort of personnel changes in the team that are actually helping make like a big positive impact on this team actually being successful.
That's very good. You pretty much answered literally every question I possibly could have had.
Nice.
So, well, I'll just tell you one thing I think you'll like.
Uh-oh.
Is that in, I forget which game it was, but Derek Stepan has taken Seth Jarvis under his wing and is helping teach him about the ways of the NHL. Yeah, he's kind of taken him under his wing and is showing him the ropes and everything like that. So they highlighted it in one of the previous games. You saw them reviewing some plays on the iPad on the bench, and you could see like Stepan, you know, pointing things out to him. So I figured you'd like that.
I love it. I was going to say he's like the elder statesman of the team. And then I just looked up the roster and he's not nearly the oldest guy on the team.
But no, if I remember correctly, it's still Jordan Staal is the oldest.
Yeah.
He's Jordan Staal and Antti Raanta. I think they're the two oldest. I think they're like 32, 33.
Yeah. But that's good job, Derek Stepan. Like that's I also forgot he was on that team until I watched a Hurricanes game. And I was like, how did you get here?
Yep, he came here in free agency is what he did.
Yo, well, I'm excited for this one. I feel like it'll be a fun adventure on Saturday night. And of course, all the Hurricanes fans are going to have to stay up late to see it. I'm sorry, time zones are horrible. But I'm excited to see it. And I'm not going to spill any beans quite yet. But these two teams play each other again next month. And we might have something cool coming at you for that one. Gonna leave a little teaser there for something that might happen next month, but I'm excited for this one, and I just hope everyone has a good time and no one gets hurt.
Yep, sounds about right here.
Awesome. For people who want to hear more about the Hurricanes and keep up with what's going on from your side of the aisle, where can they find you and your show?
Well, it's more of my side of the Mississippi at this point, and my side of the Rockies.
Exactly.
But you can find the show on Twitter and Instagram at @LO_Hurricanes. Myself on Twitter at @JaredEllis_96. If you want to see me just constantly tweet stupid nothings and tweet about how you should go see Dune in theaters, please go see it. It is perfect.
That's actually my Friday night plan. So,
I'm probably going to go see it again after we get done with this. Go see it for like the sixth time.
Amazing.
Yes. Love it. I mean, it's obviously just the first half of the first book, but it's told perfectly.
Well, there's your film recommendation to all of our podcast listeners out there. For any Hurricanes fans tuning in who want to find out more about the Kings perspective, I'm on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. The show's on Twitter at Locked on LA Kings, available wherever you get podcasts. And, let's go have fun on a Saturday night hockey game.
Locked on Dune.
That's the newest show in the family.
Yeah.
Thanks to Jared for being on the show. Make sure you go check out Locked on Hurricanes for a good, fun time. Make sure you're following that show. Follow this show. Make sure you're subscribing here, too, so you never miss an episode. Tell your friends all about it and make sure you keep coming back. We might be sneaking in a special bonus episode on Sunday to talk about whatever happens in the Hurricanes game and then get us ready for the first game against the Coyotes, which is coming up on Sunday as well. So keep an ear out for that. Until next time, this has been Locked On Los Angeles Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.